The Invisible Circus by Jennifer Egan, narrated by Madeline Lambert. Part 1. 1. She'd missed it. Phoebe knew by the silence. Crossing the lush, foggy park, she heard nothing but the drip of condensation running from ferns and palm leaves. By the time she reached the field, its vast emptiness came as no surprise. The grass was a brilliant, jarring green. Debris covered it, straws, crushed cigarettes, a few sodden blankets abandoned to the mud. Phoebe shoved her hands in her pockets and crossed the grass, stepping over patches of bare mud. A ring of trees encircled the field, coastal trees, wind-bent and gnarled yet still symmetrical, like figures straining to balance heavy trays. At the far end of the field, several people in army jackets were dismantling a bandstand. They carried its parts through the trees to a road, where Phoebe saw the dark shape of a truck. She approached a man and woman with long coils of orange electrical cord dangling from their arms. Phoebe waited politely for the two to finish talking, but they seemed not to notice her. Timidly, she turned to another man, who carried a plank across his arms.
"Excuse me," she said. "Did I miss it?"
"You did," he said. "It was yesterday, noon to midnight."
He squinted at her as if the sun were out. He looked vaguely familiar, and Phoebe wondered if he might have known her sister. She was always wondering that.
"I thought it was today," she said uselessly.
"Yeah, about half the posters were printed wrong,"
he grinned, his eyes a bright, chemical blue like snow cones. It was June 18th, a Saturday. 10 years before, in 1968, a festival of moons had allegedly happened.